The idea came from me wanting to give my students an opportunity to showcase their work and to learn what was the bar, what were other people in college producing, and how could they learn to tell stories that were engaging, that were well produced, that were well shot, and that had an audience. And this was that opportunity.
As I understand, the students do more than simply produce the films themselves.
Yeah, a few years ago, I decided that the running of a festival was a good learning opportunity. And there are lots of management and program skills that the students learn by helping me organize the festival. So, for example, this year we had 73 films entered in Reality Bites, and someone needs to cull through all of that. So we're always talking about, is this a good story? How does this film work? Why does it work? Is the shot structure relevant? What's happening in this film that we think an audience might like? And so my student crew then takes that 70 films down to about 30 films that goes off to the judges. And our judges are all professionals, and they get us down to 15 films that actually make it into the festival.
We actually have someone coming in, a bit of a celebrity.
Mm-hmm. The last night, Thursday night, April 11th at 7 o'clock, we have an alum coming, Robert Katz. Robert Katz was an undergraduate at NIU a few years ago, and Robert's been out in Hollywood. Robert was the executive in charge of production for the Academy Award-winning film Crash, and the name of his talk is 25 Years in the Wild, Wild West. And Robert makes that connection about making a career out of a passion.
Well, we've been talking a lot about, of course, the students, but what's in it for the public?
I think there's two things for the public. One is, if you want to know what young people are thinking, look at the media that they're making. This is work that maybe took students a year to put together. These are young people. These are the future leaders of our country. So this is an opportunity to see, how are they engaging with subjects, ideas, documentary issues? What are the things that intrigue them? And that comes out often in how they tell their stories, what their stories are about, whether it's a documentary or a narrative film. And the second thing is just pure entertainment. These films are delightful, really delightful, interesting, well thought out. They may have a different way of telling stories than we're used to. Does that work? Is that fun? How does that engage us? What is it they're trying to tell us about the world that we maybe haven't thought about yet? So I see this both as entertaining and as a way for us to think about what the future of this country will be.